This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good news has been in short supply in Detroit of late. There is the bankruptcy, of course. And this week, a new report from a federal task force that says as many as 40,000 buildings in that city ought to be removed, and that it's going to cost way more to do it than anybody thought. Erica Gerson chairs the Detroit Land Bank Authority, which is in charge of dealing with the broken down properties that Detroit itself owns, and which is going to be plenty busy with carrying out this new report. Ms. Gerson, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
I imagine right about now you're sitting back trying to digest this thing, huh?
That would be a fair statement. It's 330 pages. That's a lot of digesting.
What are you going to do first? How do you go about a task which, I'm overstating only a little bit, involves knocking down a big part of a major American city?
You're absolutely right. And we've probably got 70 or 80,000 structures we're going to have to deal with. One of the problems here is that there are houses that have been sitting empty for 3 years to 5 years, and they're not getting any better. So we have to get our hands on them faster. And one of the ways we're doing that is a nuisance abatement program, which allows us to exert the power of common law nuisance. I have a staff of attorneys that go out and put big posters on houses that say, call this number within 72 hours or your property will be seized by the Detroit Land Bank. That tends to get the attention of the landlords.
And
we're finding that a lot of them are fixing their properties up, which is exactly what we want.
This is an impolitic question to ask, but do you sometimes feel like the Grim Reaper? I mean, putting up signs like that, you know.
Well, but you know what? Out of the 78 that we posted the first time, 35 of them are in good condition. We're saving them, and we're going to auction them. And we'll put new neighbors in them who'll fix them up, buy them from us for cheap on eBay, and then put some money into it and make it a home.
How are you going to pay for this? It's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars more than anybody figured out to do this.
For the moment, we're doing a little bit of wishing, hoping, and praying.
Yeah,
we have $52 million from the federal government, which we're using this year, and that'll pretty much take us through October, taking down like 250 houses this month and 300 next month and 600 or 700 the month after that. After that, we hope that as part of the bankruptcy settlement and plan of adjustment, our emergency manager has tried very hard to set aside $450 million to combat blight over the next 5 years. That's a big chunk of change.
How does one, how do you, I guess, to ask a better question, how do you stay positive in the face of a report like this and what you see when you go out and drive around some of these neighborhoods?
I have a brand new answer to that from yesterday, and it was a great story.
Okay.
The first neighborhood that we put up our scary posters in was Marygrove. Beautiful old neighborhood. A lot of firefighters and policemen used to live in that area right near a university. But it's gone way downhill, and there's maybe 8 or 10 houses on every block that are abandoned. They've turned into drug houses. They're a mess. Yesterday, people saw a man, and they thought he was scrapping. They thought he was tearing down the beautiful gutters on a great old house that was abandoned. They called the police, got there very fast. 5 minutes later, the lady looking out her window said, why are the cops standing on the lawn instead of arresting that guy? They're all laughing. She went out. She said, what's going on? Why didn't you arrest him? Turned out that was one of the houses that we had posted, and he was putting up brand new gutters. The lady said she hadn't seen anybody do that in that neighborhood in 20 years. It never occurred to her. That's what keeps you going.
Erica Gerson is the chair of the Detroit Land Bank Authority with a new report out saying she's got a whole lot of work to do. Ms. Gerson, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.